After nearly 125 years in foreign lands, this stolen bronze statue depicting the head of the King of Nigeria's ancient Benin Kingdom is finally on its way home. For more than a century, its beauty and craft was looked at and appreciated by a privileged few. It has taken campaigners and communities from where it was looted decades to get back this object of immense religious and cultural significance. On Wednesday, the University of Cambridge became the first institution to return such an artifact.
We're all thrilled at seeing this day arrive, when the bronze is finally returning home. But we're also painfully aware of having deprived its rightful owners for so long of its presence, and we offer our heartfelt apologies for this historic wrong.
Also in Paris, President Emmanuel Macron led a ceremony to return a set of 26 pieces of artifacts stolen from France's former colony, Benin, in 1892.
La France ne pouvait pas rester passive.
France had to act given the fact that 95% of the African material heritage is said to be outside of Africa. All young people need to take possession of their history to better build their future. There was no reason to condemn the African youth to be denied access to its own history.
Experts say the events of the past few days are significant.
There's some sort of potential now through these actions for some truth-telling, for even some reconciliation and for returns. So the significance of these items really relates to their iconic status that underlined the significance of African art.
But campaigners and activists are also aware that getting all of the stolen artifacts back could take a long time. There's also a chance they may never succeed. The Kay Brownlee Museum in Paris holds some 70,000 African artifacts, while London's British Museum has tens of thousands more. While campaigners are happy with the progress in negotiations with countries like Belgium, they're less hopeful with others. In particular, they're worried about the fate of looted items in the hands of private collectors.
We want to enable Nigerians, and particularly the Edo people, to see what belongs to them in objects of history and cultural importance.
The campaign to return the Benin bronzes and thousands of other artifacts looted during the centuries-long colonization of Africa has taken a long time. Campaigners hope the events in the United Kingdom and France this week will begin a process that could see the return of most of Africa's stolen historic and cultural artifacts. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Abuja.